Howdy and welcome to the 10-week Bible study. This is week 6, day 1 of our study of Ezra. I'm your host, Aaron Hibbs, and today we're talking about Ezra 6, 1 through 5. Hey, real quick, if you'd like more info on the 10-week Bible study, head over to 10weekbible.com today. We've got lots of helpful resources, links to studies you can lead or read, and a place to sign up for our email list where we will send out weekly updates about the current study as well as news about upcoming studies. All right, thanks. With that, let's jump back into it. Welcome back to the 10-week Bible study. Would you join me as we pray before we start today? Lord, would you open our eyes and our ears to hear what your word has to say to us, God? Speak to us. Come and fill our hearts with the knowledge of you. We want to know you more, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. With that, would you join me as let's jump into God's word. We're going to be reading today from the NIV. This is Ezra 6, starting in verse 1. King Darius then issued an order, and they searched in the archives stored in the treasury at Babylon. A scroll was found in the capital of Ecbatan in the province of Media, and this was written on it. I want to pause right there. So you can see that there was a tremendous amount of work. I've said this last week, that there was it took a long time to get the message over to Persia, and it's going to take a long time to get it back. And they had to actually search, and they actually found in one of the archives, you know, stored in the treasury of Babylon. So they're having to dig through a lot of stuff. This took time and effort and money. I mean, they're paying people to go and look this stuff up. So this is not an insignificant search for this information, but they find it. All right, continuing on, verse 2. Memorandum. I got to pause there. I love this. I don't know what Persian word they use. I don't know what Hebrew word this translated into that's actually in the scripture here, but our modern version. I love how the NIV puts this memorandum. I mean, Darius is sending a memo. And if like I said, we ended with last week, you know, these kind of simple things, they're the kind of things that pull me into the storyline. And if you've worked in the corporate world or in so many places, if this doesn't immediately conjure emotional and visceral responses for seeing a memo from the CEO or something like that, I don't know what will. I mean, I love that the NIV renders this memorandum. That just so connects with me with all of this government communication going on. Verse 3. In the first year of King Cyrus, the king issued a decree concerning the temple of God in Jerusalem. Let the temple be rebuilt as a place to present sacrifices, and let its foundations be laid. It is to be 60 cubits high and 60 cubits wide, with 3 courses of large stones and 1 of timbers. The costs are to be paid by the royal treasury. This is Darius's response. Okay, so they've gone and they've looked through all of this kind of stuff, and they actually found, I mean, incredibly detailed information about the temple, including the plans for the temple. The plans for rebuilding the temple are in the archives of Babylon. When King Cyrus issued the decree, obviously there was enough information and there were, you know, meetings that went on so that in the documentation that was logged away, there's plans and there's information, there's specifications about the size and the materials being used. All this kind of stuff is very, very detailed. And so, again, they didn't go and find that Cyrus had issued a decree and said, let a temple be rebuilt. No, there is a ton of documentation archived about this. And again, I love that because it reminds me that these ancient people, with no access to the technology that we have, I have spent my entire working career with a computer. I mean, computers really came of age and with the internet while I was in college. I mean, we got our first, you know, actual computer when I was probably like 10 or 12 or something like that at my house. And then they've gotten better and better and better. But it was really when I was in college that computers became almost really absolutely indispensable with connection to the internet. And so I have spent my entire adult and professional career with a computer with some form of internet access. But at the same time, like I relate to this, that there's all this detailed information archived away somewhere. It's like you don't have to look at it very often, but it's there and it's very verbose. Like, I really do connect with that. The other thing here that I like is Darius is reminding everybody of what Cyrus has said, is this is actually not just supposed to be, let's let them go build their thing and leave them alone. He's like, we're paying for it. We are paying for this building. The cost of building their temple are supposed to come out of our royal treasury. So not only are you going to let them build this thing, Tata and I, you're going to pay for it. I'm assuming that he's sending money and information on how to do all that kind of stuff, but he's saying, let them do it and pay for it. Verse 5. Also, the gold and silver articles of the house of God, which Nebuchadnezzar took from the temple in Jerusalem and brought it to Babylon, are to be returned to their place in the temple in Jerusalem. They're to be deposited in the house of God. Now, we know that all of these articles came with Sheshbazzar, and so they're already in Jerusalem. But Darius is reminding Tatanai, maybe he doesn't know whether or not those articles have been taken from the Jews or whatever, but he's reminding them, all of that stuff, don't you dare lay a finger on it. It goes in their temple. Don't touch it. If it's somewhere else right now, make sure it's returned to them. Or if you have any thought of like, wow, look at all this gold that we could take and melt down and, you know, make ourselves wealthy. Like, if you have any thought of that, don't you dare touch it. The tone of Darius's letter here, it starts off somewhat cordial. He's giving detailed information about what's going to go on. But now in verse 5, we already see that the tone of his letter is changing just a little bit. And he's getting a little bit more forceful, saying that this needs to get there. When we start verse 6 tomorrow, we're going to see that his tone changes tremendously. He is in no uncertain terms going to say, this had better get done on my watch. Do not let another day go by without this thing getting done. Don't you get in the way. I mean, he is going to be quite forceful with the language. I imagine that because of all of these detailed records, that in the discovery of this and the length of time that's gone by without the temple getting built, even though the Jews didn't say, hey, you got a whole bunch of corrupt people here, because that's going to anger Tatanai and everybody on up the chain. I imagine, now the Bible doesn't tell us this, and so this is just my sense, but when we start reading tomorrow, I imagine that Darius found out how much corruption was going on within his own government at these lower levels. I can just imagine, because when I read the tone starting in verse 5, the way things are going, I just imagine that in the midst of discovering all of this, they also discovered that there's some money taking place being shoveled back and forth under the table in the land of Israel, and Darius is finding out. Because his tone is not just, oh yeah, and pay for it out of the royal coffers. It's going to get a little bit more forceful than that. But for today, that's all we've got. So for the 10-week Bible study, I'm your host, Aaron Hibbs, and I can't wait to see you next time. Hey, thanks for tuning into the 10-Week Bible Study Podcast. If you've enjoyed this podcast, would you consider leaving a review for it on your podcast app of choice? It really helps other people find out about this podcast, and my heart is for people to fall in love with God's Word. Thank you.